D'Ann Davis Show. All right, it is time to go up for grabs with Ryan Bukovsky. Ryan, what you got for us?
All right, Zach LaVine had 30 points.
That's exactly right here.
But it was in a loss to the Celtics last night. He's been averaging 30 in the month of January. He's averaging just under 25 a game for the whole season.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right.
My guy is dying in Chicago, man.
Right, so do you think Zach LaVine deserves to get an All-Star nod?
Look, I was on a bad team in Orlando, mm-hmm. and you know, I led the league in scoring, and I still make the All-Star. I was pretty popular at the time. But what I would say is I think he deserves to be an All-Star this year because of the numbers he's putting up. He's averaging 25 points.
Okay.
This month, he's averaging 30 points. He's hit game winners this year for this team. I mean, it's because of him they have the wins, wins, right, that they do have. I mean, it's in Chicago. Reward this man for his play this year, please.
Well, my first question is I want the Bulls are a disaster. They're a terrible team.
I told you that at the beginning of the season.
I know that they got to fire a lot of people. I don't know if they will or not. But I want to know some of your steps of fixing this team. Because you guys know basketball. You know the Bulls.
Ooh.
What do they need to do? What's like some plans, some steps here,
you know what,
to fix this?
You know what? I said this when I was on the Rush with David Kaplan, NBC Sports Chicago. And I forget who was on Twitter. I don't think it was Kendrick Perkins. It was somebody. It was somebody in NBA analyst. And they were talking about the Bulls. And I said on the Rush, I said, listen, man, they need to just go ahead and let Kobe White start. And I know Jason Goff was on with us when we did Overnights at the Score.
Sure.
My reason, but this is my point, though.
Mm-hmm.
This season is over. It's been over when they did the first tip-off of the season. I was saying at the beginning of the season, this is not a playoff team. They are not good. They probably going to win maybe low 30s, high 20s. Halfway through the first half of the season, I'm like, man, they might win mid 20 amount of games, right? Listen, I understand that he's young. I understand the points that Jason Goff made. My first step would be, you got to let him play. You got to let him go. Just let, because he is the future. Wendell Carter, I don't know if he can stay healthy.
Out 6 weeks.
I don't know. Exactly. I don't know if he can stay healthy. This is, he's been in the league.
Did he try to trade everybody else?
He's been in the league, what, 2 seasons now?
Wendell's second, yeah.
2 seasons now. Back to back his first 2 seasons, he's out a significant amount of time. Lauri Markkanen. Dude, you're not the guy who you thought he was going to be.
The first of the seven.
He is not the finished Lord. He is a finished squire.
Ooh.
That's hard.
He's not who he thought he was going to be.
You use that before in the streets in this
town? No. I just came on top of my head.
That's pretty good.
Should they trade him?
That's what I was going
to say. I don't know. You got, hold on, let me finish yet. You got Zach LaVine. He can give you 40-something points, but he's not a number one dude. He would be a damn good number two if you had a bona fide star. You have a front office that don't know what the hell they're doing. You have a coach that's like Mr. Magoo out there, don't know what he doing. You let Kobe play, you go ahead and pair him up with Zach LaVine, you start trading, and you start firing. You got it. This is not. And then Zach LaVine ass probably won't be around for the foreseeable future as well. You better go ahead and say, oh, we got this young guy.
He's their best asset.
He like, trade his ass then. You ain't getting nothing. Let that young fella rock that you got the number 7 draft pick. Let him go ahead and go out there and play.
No, it's too early.
That's just my point.
To throw Kobe White out there and for him to develop bad habits. And also, we don't even know who's raising him. So, like, you're counting on Jim Boylan to be the person to straighten the kid out when he's out there doing it.
That's a great counterpoint to my point. I agree with that.
I think now it's probably time to look. If the first player, I've always been like, I don't know if Zach needs to be the lead dog, but to be honest with you, it's time to see what you can get for Lauri. Because you, in a minute, you're not going to be able to get what you thought you can get last year.
I don't think you'd be able to get nothing now.
Could you get a first rounder?
There's
hell no.
Maybe a contender around the
deadline? What kind of first round? We talking about a half
like
round?
Like a contender around the deadline?
Yes. There's still
So we talking about a low first round pick?
Don't worry. Think about this.
With this front office, what are you going to get?
How many people look at the Bulls as being inept?
Oh, everybody.
All right. So there's still probably people that view Lauri Markkanen as being a talent, but feel like that he hasn't been raised properly. Like, you can still get some.
Coaching is a big factor.
Lauri still has that key word potential hanging around him. You only got one more year of that, where people gonna be like, no, 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 this is what he is. Ooh. They could, because also people may look at, you know what? When you had Fred, Fred knew what to do with Larry. You brought in Jim Boylan. He's regressed because of Jim Boylan.
Every season he's regressed.
Yeah, but that's been, Jim Boylan's basically been a coach for 2 years now. Yeah. Fred was gone after what, a month?
12 games or
this
something?
This is what, Laurie's fourth year?
This is Laurie's third.
Third.
Third, okay.
He was the first of the sevens.
Yeah, right. This is his third year. Yeah. So he's been basically under 2 years under Jim Boylan. I'm telling you, there's people out there like, you know what? I can do something with him.
But, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Find out what you can get with Larry, because you basically have to redo this. The other thing, too, they got to come to grips. This has to be redone over. This is not your core.
Yep.
Yeah, right? Who's the core?
And yeah, I don't think there's core. Cody. I wanted Cody. Once you knew you couldn't get Ja Morant, I preferred Kobe White over Darius Garland, who was drafted by Cleveland. And when the draft was happening, I said, this fell out just the way the Bulls fall out.
Definitely
I'm a Kobe White guy, but Kobe White has a ceiling. Like, Jason Goff said he viewed him as being a Jamal Crawford, Lou Williams type. That's not a core piece.
That's their core.
No, but like, your sixth man is not a core. Like, you're not starting off your team.
He won't
like,
be my sixth man. But I'm just, he won't be out there playing.
But when you get to where you want to get that, he's bumped down to sixth man. That's his role. You never, like, when we, this, and it's not as bad as this, but this is like the Bulls finding Felicio. Be like, man, we got the ninth guy.
Oh, he ain't no damn I'm not, Felicio. But
the point that I'm trying to make is when you're talking about you're building off of role players in a way, and you that's not your core.
I'm not
they
saying
don't they, have, they don't have, they really don't
They need
have
their Ben core. Simmons and Joel Embiid.
But see, let me tell you
I
this.
Agree with that.
I'll tell you this, and I'll get blasted for you. That would be the team I'd be shopping Lard to.
Phoenix? No. I mean, if I was in Philadelphia.
I would be trying to get Ben Simmons.
Ooh. I think they'll get rid of him, though.
I would want to see.
I would love that.
I would want to see what happens if a team is built around Ben Simmons. You got Zach LaVine there. I would prefer Laurie to be there, but you got to cook with something.
Hold on. Uh-huh. You want a pair of Ben Simmons and Zach LaVine?
I want to have Ben Simmons.
Oh, we just out here playing NBA Jam in the arcade now.
Why not?
But no, this is the thing.
Entertain me, Squires.
No. That's not all far off. But the point is this. Ben Simmons, and it may be Ben Simmons. Some of this is Ben Simmons in his head. So let me say that first.
He can't his, and head, his totally, hands that he can't
not
shoot.
Not totally forgive him. Yeah, but he's still in the worst situation possible having a center for a guy that needs to play more like Giannis plays. You're never going to find out what Ben Simmons is with Embiid down low. It's just not going to happen. And it's not good for Embiid for him to come out outside.
Yeah.
That's just a terrible duo. They don't fit with one another. They never will fit with one another. They should be looking, because even if you look at what that team is right now, I understand if they want to go this year and find out if they can do it this year after what they did, but they got to come to grips with what they are. And you're not going to get anywhere with those two pieces together. So, to me, one of the main guys I will be trying to see, and look, it may be a disaster. I'll be trying to see if I can get my hands on Ben Simmons.
How about Chris Paul? He's turning, he's making teams good.
I don't think
I would have wanted Chris Paul at the beginning of the season if we would have had somebody who would have been able to come in and be the leader and set someone of a culture. But I think it would have been the same thing. Like, well, he's not the same kind of guy, but I think it would have been the same kind of.
Might have let another mutiny.
Out there like a, exactly. With like a. Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler. That would have been my issue with that. The whole thing is
he's more effective than Dwayne Wade was.
I agree with you, and I think he's more of a leader too.
It was a better
call. But this is the thing though. This is the main problem. And we both kind of touched on this. It's just the culture they have set with their front office and their coaching. And with that front office, I don't think anybody worth their salt would come in here thinking like, "Oh, I'm gonna come in here and change it." Because the top of the organization does not want to change. The only person who will be on the street is going to be Gar Foreman. That's it. And him and the owner's wife, I think it's the owner's wife.
No, this is Michael's wife.
Yeah, Michael's wife, they cool with each other. Michael's basically the owner, in a sense. But
he's the owner's son.
The owner's son. But I mean, but he's basically
Michael Reinsdorf right and Gar Foreman's wife are close.
And they're close. But it has to change there. You can't have a front office backing what you see in a head coach like that. You can't have it. You can't have it. So, damn it, I don't know what John Paxton is going to do. don't know if he really, I know he wants to win. He's a competitive red ass. I get that. But I don't know. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Go talk to your old power forward.
I mean, when's the last time they really drafted talk somebody great?
It's time. I'll tell you this, and I could be wrong. I think.
Oh, what's your question?
When's the last time they drafted somebody great?
Great?
Derrick Rose.
That was lucky.
And that was just that was given to him on a platter.
That was luck. I want to count. I was about to say Joe. But they ran Joe into the
Joe
ground.
Joe isn't great, but yeah, they
ran him into the ground.
Joe? Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a fly.
That was a and that was a Tibbs flyer. More so.
And that
anything.
Was a fly because they didn't think he was going to turn into the offensive. People didn't think he was going to turn into the offensive player that he turned into. They just think, oh, he's a long, young, aggressive defensive player. But he made himself into what he is right now.
BC did. Brian Crawford.
Yeah, BC. Yeah, BC. He definitely called it. He called it with him. It was just Jimmy's attitude that kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Dan Davis, the show up for grabs. What's up?
Well, it's a trifecta that very few have achieved. Win the Heisman, perfect season, national championship. As they say in the Bayou, laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. LSU sits on the throne of college football.
Let's talk a little football. National championship yesterday. LSU, the winner. Is that the best season for a team in college football / best for a player in Joe Burrow?
Yeah. That doesn't mean they're the greatest team.
Do they have an argument?
Maybe, but I mean, that Miami team from the early aughts, I mean, when you look at how many pros they have on it, but that doesn't necessarily dictate how great they are as a cohesive team.
And college.
But still, if you look at that, like, I bet you if you put that team... Only problem with that team is really quarterback because what was it? Dorsey was
yeah. The, I think it was Ken Dorsey.
Ken Dorsey was the
2001 Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah,
greatest of all time.
I don't. With this, I'll say this much: with this offense that they have these days, they probably could get that team back then. Though, but Joe Burrow, you can arguably say, has had the best season in college football history. And also, I'll say it because of this: someone like Tim Tebow had a great year too. But yeah, I don't think that. Necessarily, it doesn't tell you what he can do in the pros. This was in a pro style offense. This translates. So I'm also looking at it outside of in the domain of college football. How does this look on Sunday? I think he had one of the greatest years for someone where you see like this game translate to the next level.
I don't think Tebow had that arm flash either.
No, he didn't. But he was just everything.
That's how he was a fullback.
Yeah, he was everything else. But the year that he had, it was God.
He made some great throws in his career. Yeah. But Joe Burrow,
I used to make fun of him. People thought he was good. I was like, you know, he's a fullback playing quarterback, right?
I would say speaking of Joe Burrow though, it does matter where he lands. He's going to go to Cincinnati, and it matters a lot, who your coach is, and if Cincinnati doesn't get there. You know what? Together.
Well, we don't know how Zach Taylor is.
No, we don't. But we just got to. But it matters though. It matters who your head coach is when it comes to the NFL because you can get that young man killed, literally. So, I think his skill set will translate over. I think it's definitely going to do that. I don't know. He's not going to put up no 50 something touchdowns. He might his rookie. I wouldn't surprise me. He put up like 20 something.
But is this? So you're the Hurricanes fan. So
yes,
this LSU team isn't as good as that.
No,
but not that at all.
Definitively no.
That team could beat LSU though.
No,
you mean it could beat Miami?
That defense year, that plus their running game, dude. They had like so many NFL players on that team. It was. You knew watching that team. Their names, then and they're like, oh yeah, they're going to be great in the NFL.
They weren't playing offenses like
this. No, they wasn't. It's different. It's different
so
times.
That's the problem. Yeah, they had guys on there, and the thing is this too.
Yeah.
Real quick, on Joe Burrow, I think last night's game showed a lot. There was a lot of blowouts for LSU this year.
Yeah, yeah.
He faced a uphill battle. And he rose to the occasion because in the first quarter it was like
and showed it all.
Yeah, it was like oh Joe and made it hurt his ribs and kept out like
yeah he was
that
hurting.
Showed a lot that he's not a front runner.
He showed leadership, toughness, accuracy, his legs with mobility,
he was able
pocket
to go,
presence.
He was able to go up against people who I think a lot of people will still say that Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in the nation.
Oh, nobody. Yeah, well, now yeah. He has the best potential of anybody that's in college.
Well, that's the conversation. Would, if Burrow Lawrence was eligible, would he be number one to the Bengals?
Absolutely.
Over Burrow.
Absolutely. He'll be number one.
I would really have to consider Burrow.
It wouldn't be absolute.
Really?
It wouldn't be absolute.
Wow.
Not with what Burrow. Dog, Burrow.
Trevor Lawrence's speed, his size, his accuracy.
But what did Burrow not show that Lawrence has done?
No. They would get down now into what type of system you like and who you prefer. That's
like, Coach, my point about coaching and stuff like that. Yeah, your system, yeah.
I'm saying there's no schism between them with the year that Joe Burrow had. That's just like saying.
But we've seen.
If Tua, think about it. If Tua had a great year, Tua would be in the conversation. It's not. Yes, the best prospect from last year has been Trevor Lawrence. But if Trevor Lawrence came out in this draft, it would be like, and it's going to sound crazy, it would be similar, and I think both of these players would be but then better. It would be similar to Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf, to where some people thought
I like that.
Ryan Leaf could be better, especially arm talent-wise, than Peyton Manning. Like, no, there's not.
I agree with that.
There's not a clear definition. He had the best year of any college quarterback ever.
Trevor Lawrence.
I agree with that.
Just lost it. Damn.
Those words can't even come out of your mouth.
Lies burning your chest.
Excuse me. Trevor Lawrence just lost his first game in college. National championship.
To Joe Burrow.
Dude, I'm telling y'all, man.
You know how many guys that you know how many guys go because of the team around them on runs similar? We could say.
But it ain't because, like, oh my God, look at this team that Trevor Lawrence just happened to be on.
Trevor Lawrence didn't have a good year for half of the season. He'd have a good year for half of the season.
Right.
So that was on weak conference and the rest of that team. Like, we acting like he carrying them. Like, for instance, LSU doesn't even have the defense that Clemson has. Joe Burrow had to lift a lot more weight than what Trevor Lawrence had to do. Like, he has ETN behind him. ETN is freaky as hell.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Like,
he
is. I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence doesn't have all the stuff, but a great thing that I noticed on ESPN today, and they were talking about it, that, and I think it was Ryan Clark, that you saw that Deshaun Watson had it. Trevor Lawrence has all the measurables, but outside of that game against Alabama last year, we haven't seen it again.
Mm. Okay.
I like Joe. I like Joe Burrow.
I like Joe Burrow, too. I think it's definitely
stop that slander. I think you chose Lawrence.
I like Trevor Lawrence better. That's all.
He may have a better career, though, because he's not going to Cincinnati.
Thanks.
Well, we got to see who stinks this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Nobody stinks like Cincy. He mess around and be a Raider and Gruden to have him, and Gruden are going to pimp him out proper, especially in Las Vegas.
Ooh, Burrow would like that.
Some ruby red lipstick on and some heels.
Jeez, don't.
Make that money.
My goodness.
Shake it, baby, shake it.
Sir, you talking about Trevor, right?
Yeah.
That long hair.
That long hair and that rain prior jawline.
No, I think Oakland going to be a lot better. Not going to be a lot better, but they going to be better. They going to be too good not to still draft him.
He may trade a draft pick this year just so he can be back in that mix next year.
That's true. That is true.
I would always be like, you know what? I'm trying to get back in there.
I still don't count out the Raiders going after Tom Brady.
Yeah, don't count that out. That's possible.
I don't think they have enough.
But you got to get rid of Derek Carr.
Well, that's what we were saying, Derek Carr.
Well, he has a contract that's not just easy, I think.
How many years he have a contract?
One, right?
I think a couple.
I think it's one.
After this year?
This year coming up. I think it's one.
I think he only got 1 year left.
He doesn't have...
They're talking about getting rid of his ass doing a draft.
Yeah, I think they could still have dead money on the cap, but I don't think he doesn't have any more guaranteed money left on that deal.
Okay.
Major League Baseball has handed down an unprecedented punishment to the Astros for stealing signs during the 2017 and 2018 seasons. The league suspended both the manager, AJ Hinch, as well as the team's general manager for all of the 2020 season, and the Astros have since fired both of them. The team was also fined $5 million and lost their first and second round picks for the next two drafts.
Speaking of dirty, rotten play... cheating scandal baseball.
You cheaters.
They came down with the fist. With the hammer, I should say, actually. On the Astros. They will not have a first round pick this year or next. Second round pick this year or next. $5 million, the highest that baseball can find somebody.
That's it?
Yeah, size.
It's $5 million.
It's capped.
It's nothing.
The GM,
he got the
head coach, suspended for a year, and then they were fired. What did you guys think of the punishment so far handed down?
I was watching when Crane was on MLB Network. I thought he was right out front as an owner. I knew AJ Hint and Jeff Luhnow were out. Once they said they were getting the out, like, they're not keeping them.
Yeah.
Like, how? Like,
why?
Why? How are you going to bring those people back into the fold, let alone, one, you run a lot of risks of something else happening as far as tampering, especially like someone like Jeff Luhnow. Like, if his second in command is in charge, he's really not going to have any conversations with this guy whatsoever. It's just best to cut bait. We saw Alex Cora come out. He's been fired by the Red Sox. I thought it was fine. A lot of people saying they could have went after their international money, that may have been something that they should have gone after. They left that alone. A lot of people have complained that those draft picks are going to be later in the rounds because
they're so good.
But some people said, well, if they're not cheating, they may not really be as good. I don't know if it was Pagoda or who, I think I saw it on ESPN, they have them winning 97 games this upcoming season. So their streak of three straight years of 100 will end. To me, it was fine. I mean, because baseball, this is the thing about this.
Were you upset that none of the players got anything?
No, I wasn't, because I get what they're saying. No, you know even more why I wasn't upset that the players weren't? I hate how usually the players get dinged and management gets off usually, when it's supposed to be the higher-ups take more responsibility because you are the higher-ups. So if they would have done something with the players, I wouldn't have been upset. But to me, you got to get the guy. If AJ Hinch didn't have anything to do with it, he let Joey Cora and Carlos Beltran really run this, but he was afraid of losing the locker room like he had done in his past stops. It's on him, and the same goes for Jeff Luhnow. Like, you guys had to come in there and be like, hey, chill this out. It's getting too rare. As soon as you hear trash cans getting hit and you see Danny Farquhar, like, hey, come here. This something's going on over there.
You saying ownership, right?
Yeah, I'm saying ownership and AJ.
Well, AJ said he knew it was player driven. He just didn't do anything about it.
Well, that's.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you're not doing your job. You're not.
Who's the manager?
Exactly. Like, if you're saying that they cheating, I'm just letting them.
Who's gonna get the axe? Are they gonna get rid of a team?
If morally you don't care, take care of yourself. Then if morally it doesn't matter, so I wasn't that upset.
I think MLB needs to institute some type of a death penalty for a team.
What?
Listen, I think they actually kind of got off kind of light. The organization.
Should they vacate the title?
Yes. I think so. Personally, this is why. Because you have, it's clear as day, even looking at the scores of the games, what was happening.
Poor you.
On the road, they might have won or lost by a run or two. Literally, when they got home, they run by 4 or 5 runs easily. They won by 4 or 5 runs easily, right?
How do we know that home cooking doesn't help with that?
Nah, that ain't home.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but if they won by one on the road, it stands to reason that they're going to win by more than one at home.
Not like that.
I'm not saying 4, but still, like, we're trying to see, we're trying to cook up what the.
No, I ain't cooking up nothing, because when you now you implementing technology, actual equipment at home, which is generating wide margins of victories at home. And also, too, look at the teams that they were beating and the pitchers they were beating. All of a sudden, the Dodgers from starting lineup is
you, Darvish. Darvish, baby. Emancipated. Emancipated.
Listen to how.
Preach, D.
Just look at what was happening. Also, too, you look at the Yankees. I know they're crying foul, but they beat them 2 years in a row.
When Yankees are, people believe, the Yankees have this issue too. They have the camera room right outside the dugout. The Yankees have been doing shenanigans also. What we've seen is the great teams cheat greatly.
Go to Boston with the Red Sox. Also, but
follow Alex Cora.
Look at New England.
How are you gonna death
this is my
the team?
But this is my thing though. As Ryan just said, this was player driven.
Okay.
They went to the manager, then went to the general manager who didn't do anything. You can't have this. You can't have a team. It's one thing to steal signs. You can't have a team using technology. And clear as day, you know what's going on. It's so damn bad that the bench coach went to another team and Jory Carr's ass got fired. Think about that.
But how
something that happened on another
team.
You need to suspend players. You need to suspend starting players that was on that team. You need to, as he already did, you fired the head coach. You fired the GM. But the owner fired him. But the owner fired him. No. But this is my thing, even with the ownership. Because
he said
they're replaceable.
He said he didn't.
That's BS. He has a banner up in the rafters for the team that he owns.
No, because we got to stick to the reports. The reports are that
AJ, come on, we ain't stupid now, y'all.
I think Manfred did a terrific job.
You need a death penalty for this kind of thing.
Let's just wait. We're talking about two different things.
Go ahead.
We're talking about the facts that of what is coming out from the reports. The facts that have come out is that AJ Hinch, who didn't lead it, and Jeff Luhnow, who didn't lead, these weren't guys that's like, yeah, do that. We like when you do that. They were just like, well, just let them do it. All right. But from what we've, Crane did not know this. Now, when things started to come out, just like when they asked AJ Hinch earlier this year about it, and he said he laughed and was like, it's BS. I can understand us now saying when reports came out, Crane knew. But when it was happening, Crane, from what we've known from MLB's investigation, did not know. I'm just bringing that point out of while it was going on.
That's all I'm saying. But as we also learned when the reports, later on, he figured it out. Or later on, he knew.
No, they lied to him.
They lied.
So that's another reason why he was upset. They lied to him about
it. Okay, fine. But still, he has a championship in the banners.
In the rafters.
You have a championship up in the rafters.
Only one.
You have teams. Only one. But you have a core of that team was still put together and still on that team right now. Core of the players are still on that team right now.
I wouldn't be mad if they suspend. I don't get how they give them a death.
I ain't finished yet. I do think based off that team, the core they have right now, if they went back and said, okay, the guys that was on that team, and as we know, this was player-driven, you all are going to be suspended about 20-something games.
I wouldn't be upset.
20, 25 games, 30 games, something like that. Because you suspend a core of that team, that next season, it's going to be terrible.
So now you're punishing the fans.
I am punishing the fans because you know what? Unfortunately, your team down here, your man's down here, they out there doing shenanigans stuff.
I paid all this money for these tickets, man.
It's too bad, so sad.
And since they're winning, they locked us in.
But you know what? Hey.
But also, I ain't finished it. MLB's not going to do that to paying customers.
I know they ain't going to do that to paying customers. But you have draft picks. You got to get you 2 years? No, homeboy. You got to get more than that. International money, you got to come up off of that. This is something that we have, as to your point, Ken, a lot of teams do a lot of stuff, and they just got caught. But unfortunately, you know what happens? Your ass got caught. You got to get popped. You can't have this. You can't have video technology doing something like this, and you can clearly see the advantage of it. You can't have that, y'all. You can't have it. You got to drop a hammer, a hard, hard hammer on that franchise.
I'm going to tell you this.
They straight up cheated.
When a GM and a head manager lose their job, you can best believe it's not going to be another manager risking his job for this. I hope not. But look, with Alex Cora.
Not to this Alex extent. Cora's but you know baseball. But you know baseball. Baseball players, baseball managers, they cheat all the time.
But if
you ain't cheating, they ain't trying.
That's my problem, though. So why are we acting so crazy now? If it's the nature of baseball to cheat,
to this extent.
No. And I get when you keep saying technology. I don't think these are the only teams that use technology to cheat. Mm-hmm. I just think they're very good at it, and some teams aren't as crafty at it. So that's one thing. But baseball has a history, and we'll get into that in our last segment, of cheating, and they championed it. All right. So now we're all upset when it's like, well, it kind of got out of hand. And I'm not saying it didn't, but I'm still saying, like, for instance, going along with what you're saying, basically the Astros, who let's not forget were in the Sox situation 5 years ago, where they were notoriously terrible for about 6 or 7 years, right? You're gonna throw them all the way back to that? You're gonna mess up the market? Like, that's just not capitalism. I don't see it taking place. I'm with you. If you want to give those players 20 games, I'm fine. If you want to kill this season for the Astros, fine. Vacating the title does little, because the Dodgers aren't going to hold a championship rally for that.
Damn straight.
It's not going to. So you can do it, But it's just like USC's championship that when Reggie Bush took the money, it's just kind of like, dude, you may as well just let them have that because the memories are still there. You can never take the memories.
Yeah,
back.
But you also but you can hear, you can also hear that bang of that bat against that drum,
but
against that garbage can. You can hear it.
But even with this, even if, let's just say what you said, 20 games, dog, players get hit for 50 and 80 games for taking roids and people still take roids. I think that even though they should have hit the players up, hitting up the front office and the managers, with the, even though we know these coaches, Alcora may not, and I think some of that's hate, are going to get another a bite at the apple. That's going to send fear into a lot of people that's in charge on not letting this happen again.
The Black Sox scandal back in 1919 with Chicago White Sox, they purposely—
That's big in the last second.
Okay, cool. I was just going to say the players, 80 of the players were permanently banned.
Yeah. But again, that's gambling. This is not gambling.
It's straight cheating.
Yeah, don't compare this.
No.
We're talking about baseball cheats. Gambling is, it cuts to the fabric of every sport. If you gamble, it's WWE. As soon as you say the outcome is basically is manipulated, it's not real. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to get into. I want to get into that in the next segment.
But it also feels
something burns my backside.
Listen, I think the core players should have been suspended.
I'm fine with that.
I think they should have had more draft picks taken. I think their international money should have been lowered. I'm happy that the GM and the head coach are fired. And honestly. They shouldn't be able to be hired for some time too. Maybe like
they got a year. They got can be hired.
After the suspension,
it's a year.
Oh no, I'm talking about after that.
Then you have to spend them more.
That's what I'm talking about. They should be like you can't.
But work you mean for they should extend the suspension?
Yes. There you go. They should extend the suspension for at least about two or three seasons. You got to send a message. You can't come over here and cheat within our club.
I think they sent a message.
All right.
Again, I'm not arguing over could it have been harder, but I do think
I'm just saying it could have been harder.
Tighten up their belts, and no one's going like. Think about it. The Red Sox are done. Like whatever they are now, if you thought Jerry Cora was special and that okay, the pitching was bad, we know they're trying to get back under the cap, quote unquote, the luxury tax in baseball this year, so they're not spending money. They've been trying to move David Price to get back under there, the threshold. But we still thought Alex Cora was a special manager. That special manager's gone. He's even if they wanted to keep him, I think he's getting 2 years at least. I don't think he's just getting 1 year. I think they're going
to
compound.
By all reports, he's supposed to get more than A.J. Hinch.
That's what it's about. Yeah, I think, especially when he wasn't a player, he was part of the coaching team, the coaching staff.
He was a big part of it.
And again, it seems like the biggest part in this, he was the biggest part. So, yeah. And then he took it to another team and won a World Series with it.
But even though he was a bench coach, I think the manager should get something higher than that because you are the leader of the team.
But think about it. He went and did it as a manager.
Yeah, I know.
So then he should get longer than AJ Hinch, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What you're saying is AJ Hinch should have got 2 years.
Yeah.
He should get 3.
Yes.
But AJ Hinch is getting 1 year. I think Alex Carr keeps saying Joe. And also, let's not forget his brother was a White Sox player and on the White Sox coaching staff. Ozzie Guillen could have been doing this for all we know back then and been the first perpetrator. I'm joking. But
as you throw it out there though.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I really want to talk a little bit more in depth about this. And D struck a chord when he brought up the Black Sox and Shoeless Joe Jackson and the players from that period. And some of the stuff that's been going on since this discussion is taking place, because you have truthers of a certain person popping out, and I'm ready to put fire to their asses. D and David's show.